After. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Praise the Lord. When you hear that story about how we met, it just, I can see it all. It's like it just happened, because when he said we had a discussion, it wasn't 30 minutes. It was over a period of a couple of days. But what he left out is we would have those discussions at the end of it. Now let's go get something to eat. So it's good to have someone that you can have a discussion with without falling out. Amen. Now I'm a long-winded preacher, so let's go. Amen. If you'll turn to John chapter 14, verse 27. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity, and Sister Fran and the family. Your celebration of Dr. Walker last night was remarkable. Tremendous. I remember when I had been pastoring about 6 months, I called one of the elders in the church. I said, I want you all to have an appreciation for me. He said, Pastor, and I said, I wanted it to be a surprise. They said, Pastor, it won't be a surprise if you've told us to do it. I said, just don't tell me where and when. Okay, it'll still be a surprise. I'm going to talk this morning from the subject, reducing the power of fear. I don't think we've ever lived in a time more given to fear than today. And as believers, it is important that we lead the way, if you don't mind, in terms of teaching the world. There's a lot of people that won't come to the Lord until they see evidence. And one of the main things that need to happen today is our living in peace should be an attraction to them overcoming fear. Did you hear what I said? Our confidence and living in the assurance of God should be a lesson to them about peace and about overcoming fear. In John chapter 14, verse 27, I think is a very key. I want you to look at how the statement is. It begins with the word that we most need. Would you read it? Peace. Just stay right there. Peace. 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 A very, very important area for our lives right now. Peace. Peace. I grew up Church of God in Christ, and the elders, oftentimes the people would be, it would be time to gather, and the people would be chattering and just kind of loving on each other, and they would stand up, peace, peace. And I guess you get an impression then that peace is being quiet. But that's not the kind of peace. Here's the definition for those who are taking notes. Freedom from outside disturbance. That's peace. Freedom from outside disturbance. Let's say it together. Freedom, peace. Freedom from outside disturbance. Anything that roughs you, anything that comes has to have your permission. It has to have your permission. If you don't participate with it, it dies. But the moment that you begin to participate with that, it becomes proprietary to you. You own it. That's why he says, peace, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, not as the world gives, not as the world gives, but he says, I give to you. Then he says something very important, let not your heart be troubled. Let. So what does that mean? That for my heart to be troubled, I have to give it permission. for my heart to be troubled, I have to say, heart, be troubled. Otherwise, it cannot do what I'm not permitted to do. Say the word peace. That's going to be a very interesting. That's what you say when things began to unravel, when things began to and right, like I said, today's economy, today's spiritual and physical and emotional economy is filled with fear, and we can't buy into that. Don't get stuck in fear, because it's a failure. It's a failure. Let's go to Psalm 118 now. Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. And while you're going there, I'm calling this the governing elements of freedom from fear. The governing elements of the freedom from fear. The governing elements. 118. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. I will fear. Isn't that the way it reads? The Lord's on my side. I'm going to be as scared as I can be because I know he will deliver me. Is that the way it reads? I'm saying it the way we're living it. If the Lord's on your side, why are you afraid? If the Lord is your help, why are you afraid? You see, watch this now. If you practice fear, you'll become more proficient than you need to. So you cannot tolerate it. You have to speak out loud to it. When it shows up, you say, no, I'm not going to do that. I am just not going to, I'm not going to, you have to, what's it? Talk to yourself and go to fear, then they'll know you're crazy, right? So let's avoid what we can hinder, what we can keep from coming into our lives. It's don't invite fear. Don't tolerate it. Don't put up with it. Read it with me. Come on, read it with me. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man do to me? What can humans do to me? I'm in the kingdom of Almighty God. I'm embraced by him. He said he will never leave me nor forsake me. What can anybody else do to me? What can anybody else do to me? Listen, here's the answer to what can anybody do to me. What I let them do. What I allow them to do. And we have to, listen, you got to love yourself enough to stop foolishness from coming your way. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. You have to do it. I learned so much from my parents just in their correcting me. I learned so much. I mean, they wouldn't put up with foolishness, especially my mother. My mother had tuberculosis, so she could not spank us if we got bad, but she developed the most ungodly pinch that I've ever seen in my life. She couldn't whip us, so she'd call, come over here. And she would take her and just, listen, people, I'm almost crying telling y'all. And my mother's gone home to be with the Lord, but listen to me. It hit me one day that the way to avoid those pinches was to behave. Behave, no pinch. Misbehave, pinch. It finally got to me. I needed peace. Now, I thought that crying would help her stop, but it only made it worse. Now, here's what I want to ask you. What is your strategy for living in peace? What is your strategy for living in peace? Mine was to behave. When I began to behave, no pinch. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We can avoid a lot of things in our lives when we have a strategy toward God, toward His way and His will. Okay? Let me give you another verse of scripture here. Psalm 112. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. And when you get there, just say amen, so I'll know how many of us are there. Could you put this sentence down before we go over that verse? Put this down. Anxiety is a child of fear. Anxiety is a child of fear. So when we're dealing with fear, deal with anxiety. What is anxiety? It is an innate nervousness. It's overboard nervousness. So we're to have no anxiety. We're to have no anxiety. I have a friend who has, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. I mean, I've never met a person that just so solid in everything. But one thing that he lacks, oftentimes we have to go on trips. And Dr. Walker, he didn't tell us when we were putting all this together that he didn't like to fly. It was after we were planning the trip and we were ready to go that he said, hey guys, I'm afraid to fly. I said, wait a minute, man. What do you mean you're afraid to fly? How are you going to get where we're going? Where we're going, it would take you 3 days to drive. It would take us a couple of hours, you know, stop here and there. We'd be there in about 6 hours. Here's what he said. He said, if I am not comfortable at what I'm doing, I don't do it. Now, I had to respect that. But I think the key element here is, when you become anxious and don't deal with it, it turns into a grown-up fear. And then it begins to rule your life for the rest of your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, there's a difference. I'm going to get to the fear of God in a minute because I know that's in your thoughts. Now, what about the fear of God? Well, let me say it. The fear of God is reverence for God, not being afraid that he's going to slap you or he's going to, you know, have a thunderbolt come down. It's reverence. It's the reverence of God. It's like, Lord, I revere you. So that fear is not scared. It's honor. It's honor. I honor God. Are you hearing me? And I don't take him and his mercy for granted. I don't take advantage. That's the kind of thing, the honor and respect that I give him. Amen? So Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, honor God, respect God, honor him. He says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So the whole duty of us making Jesus our Lord is for us to obey God through him and do what he's asked us to do. That's the whole duty. See, religion serves for fear. Honoring and loving him serves for love. Because I honor God. There are certain things I don't do. They tell me this story. I have no recollection of it, but they said that, well, let me give you the history. My grandmother had raised 11 of her children. And my mother came down with tuberculosis. And so they asked my grandmother to take care of us, 9 of us. Now, she's already had 11 that she raised. Now she's going to have 9. That's 20. What is that? That's 20 children. All right. So my grandmother agreed to do it, but let me give you her history. She was the church mother of the church 2 blocks from us. They weren't a holiness church. And she, her anemic, well, she cussed. Everything she said was a cuss word. You know, it's just, her vocabulary was, "You're blankety, blankety, blank. Get out of my blankety, blank. Get out of my." Oh, she was off the hook. Off the hook. All right, so I didn't realize at the point now that because my grandmother was so proficient at it, I couldn't do it. So I learned from her how to cuss. And boy, I took it to another level. Listen to me. I was so good that the kids in the neighborhood asked me to have a class on cussing. She broke that up, and I couldn't understand, why are you whipping me for what I learned from you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so when she put a different kind of fear in me, but I notice now as I'm beginning to grow up, she had no fear of God because, watch this now, my grandmother could go, she'd wake up on Sunday morning, feed us, go across the street to her church, come back, get us ready to go down to the Church of God in Christ, go back, serve communion, march with the Eastern Stars, and shoot her boyfriend at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Found out he was cheating on her. So you have a choice of fear. You can fear people, you can fear failure, or you can have a reverence for God. And God wants us to revere him. He does not want us doing anything out of that negative fear. Are you hearing me? Now, I want you to see that what the way we grow up can't be the way we live life. We've got to have change. We've got to have, and I look, every time I come here, I see that change. And that's, constant change is here to stay. We're going to always be changing. We're going to always be going from one point of life to another. So change is not something we should fear. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to look also at this word. He says, let us hear the conclusion. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Honor God. Have respect for God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hear people saying, oh, the man upstairs. No. He's God. He's God. Are you listening to me? And he's not to be taken lightly. In Psalm 112, verse 1, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find delight in obeying him. They delight in obeying him. Blessed is that person, blessed, highly favored. Highly favored is that person who honor the Lord, who revere the Lord, not be afraid of him, but fear him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And I want you to, my statement in front of it is the mental and spiritual harassment of fear. Fear, look at John 4, 18. There is no fear in love. But perfect love does what? Casteth out what? Because fear hath what? Fear hath what? Fear hath torment. Fear hath torment. The word torment means it's a mental and physical suffering. Torment, physical and mental suffering. Suffering, mental and physical. You, in other words, you can become ill. You can become physically ill from fear. From fear. We want to be well. We want our lives moving in the things of God. You know? Are you going to go to work tomorrow? I'm afraid not. You think you're going to go to church tonight? Oh, I'm afraid I'm not going tonight. Why are you afraid? Because we're so accustomed. We become friends with an enemy. Fear is an enemy But we've become friends with it, and he's just like a good buddy. But it has torment. It has torment, people. Fear has torment. It has torment. There are people that are locked in their homes because of fear. And I'm just going to challenge you all. If you get a minute, go online and just look at the different kinds of fears. I mean, they have a cute name for it now, phobia. Phobia. Just call it what it is, fear. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Fear. It's if I was a thief, you don't want the cute name for me. You know, you just want, he's crooked. He's a thief. That means he professionally steals. He's a crooked man. Something's wrong with him. If are you listening to me? So we want to make sure that we have the right. Am I talking too fast and too long? I'm trying to get this over to you because I want you to see it. There's another thing about flying on an airplane. I like to position myself where I'm comfortable because I was on a flight one time and the stewardess was more nervous than any of the passengers. And so I'm going, something's wrong with this picture. Should you be here? Conquer before you do. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It only aggravated more when you are not. You must deal with fear head on. You can't give it any space, any room. When you see it coming, you got to deal with it. You have to deal with it. You know, you have to deal with it. And I'm not saying that everybody should fly, but if you have a job that demands it and you're afraid, it's not a good combination. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need peace in your life, and fear disturbs peace. Fear disturbs peace. The mental and spiritual harassment, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You know, and we want to be perfect in love, so we don't operate in fear. We don't operate in fear. In First Chronicles, chapter 10, verse 13. The next one, fear accentuates other negative behavior and malfunctions in our lives. Let me read that again. Fear accentuates other negative behavior and malfunctions in our lives. 1 Chronicles 10:13. Saul died because he was not faithful to the Lord and did not keep God's word, even consulted with mediums for guidance. So what's happening here? This man's negligence to obey God turns to a fear. Now he's going to mediums. He's going to people who are empowered by the devil. We receive the Holy Spirit, consult even the unholy spirit, and he's going to mediums, and they're consulting with the Satan to tell him things. No wonder the man's life was in a mess. See, so watch this now. An uncorrected fear will drive you to situations that are more harmful to you than they are a blessing. See, God's given him a command. And see, if there's any, for Saul, you've got to look at this. If there's any notion or clue in your life of rebellion, you have to deal with that before you can deal with fear. This man was a rebellious person. God gives him assignment. He does it. He does what he wants to do with it, never gets around to doing what God wants. Now he's faced with a situation of fear. I'm afraid. And there's no need to do that. He never got it right. He just never got it right because he could never rebound to be what God wants. God is. We can't do that. Don't come to a place in church where you become bored, because then you have to start asking yourselves questions. You know, why would I enjoy anything more than God's presence? What else could come into my life and be in my life what the presence of God is and what the fellowship with the saints of God is? This is the life. This is the life, people. This is the life. In fact, this is life because we gave up an opportunity to live independently and come. And now the life I now live, I live by the faith of him who died for me. So the life I now live, I'm living this life and it's free of fear because of the one who died for me, the one who died for me. Amen. Amen. Now, here, Isaiah 35, verse 4. Isaiah 35, verse 4. After this verse, I'm going to give you a couple of things and we're going to pray. After this one, we'll give you. 35, 4 says, say to those with fearful hearts, say to those of fearful hearts, say to those of fearful hearts, say what? Be what? Say to those of fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and with divine retribution. He will come to save you. See, people, we have so many guarantees that remove the fear. God, you're on our side. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You're on your way now. You're coming to help me. You're coming to deliver me. You're coming. Listen to your integrity. You're an integral God. You are not a liar. We're not serving God out of fear. You don't come to this place where you say, I better go to church because if I don't, then people are going to be calling me. No, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Are you listening to me? I'm serving you out of reverence, not scared. Man, listen. Pastor Walker and I were talking about this yesterday. I have every reason not to be in church. My father was a pastor. His father was a pastor. All my brothers are pastors. All my sons are pastors. My daughter is in ministry school in Australia. I have every right not to have loved God because we were in church. We live right behind the church. The church was here. Our house was here. And man, we had homework and the saints would come in. And while my father was preaching, y'all, get in here, get in there. I have homework. I'm going to tell your dad you were talking back at me. Man, listen. I said when I grow up, the last thing I want to do is be a preacher. I don't want to. Are y'all listening to me? 19 years old, knew God had called me, yielded, and the night that I turned 19, the superintendent of our district appointed me to a church. 19 years old. Why am I telling you that? Because I went to the pulpit at 19 with no fear. No fear. I pastored. I made a whole lot of folk mad, though. Not intentionally, but it's just difficult for 70 and 85-year-old folks to look at a 19-year-old and think you know anything. But God be God. Amen? Now, here's the key. Fear hath torment. What you have to do is deal forthright with fear. Trust the gift of God in you, of the Holy Spirit. Trust his word, and then lean not to your own understanding. Why don't you stand and pray with me? Don't lean to your own understanding. And listen to me. While y'all are standing, take a few minutes, and I'm going to pray with you later. Take a few minutes and, in your way, deal with any fear that's there. Deal with any fear. Talk to it. Tell he's got, you got to go. I don't have enough room to carry you and the anointing of God on my life. You can just take a moment of meditation and just say, okay, if there's any fear that I'm going to exercise, it's the reverence of God. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to honor him. I'm praying for you as you deal with that. I'm just in myself praying for you as you come to that place of resolve. No more fear. No more fear. No more. Fear hath torment. I don't want harassment. I don't want that in my life. I don't want that in my life. There may be someone here who God's been dealing with you to make a decision about coming to him. And sometimes when that happens, we get a fear. And if you're here today and the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with you about making a commitment to him, the things of God, you need not fear. God is an honorable being. He does not lie. God does not lie. And the Lord has told you that in your heart and soul, you need to make a commitment to him. Just come. Just come now. And just say, look, I want to do that. I want to make that commitment to God. Or if you are a person and you're looking for a ministry and God's told you that this is it, that this is where he wants you, no fear. So we're going to come. We're going to be a part of what God is doing in this place. Or, and I don't want you to come, but I do want you to raise your hand. If you've had any of what I talked about relative to fear, if you've ever had that come on you or come into your life, if you just raise your hand, I want to pray with you. I'm just going to pray with you because the freedom of God is in what you just did, admitting. So, Father, as these hands are raised, I thank you that your banner has already been raised, that your promises have already been given, and now we take advantage of them. Every hand that's raised, you receive the word of the Lord to you now. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So you take authority, talk to your heart right now and say, it's over. It's over. You're not going to be afraid and you're not going into worry anymore. Go ahead. Talk to your heart right now. Talk to your heart right now. Talk to your heart right now. The rest of us, as you begin, let's just begin to worship God. Let's let this place be filled with the worship of God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you honor. We give you praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.